Okay, so we're continuing in the grid. So did you guys get a chance to think about it a little? The idea of mitzvah versus minhag. Yeah, go ahead, John. Danny. Yeah, let's discuss a little bit the difference between the chov of a mitzvah, the difference between chovas mitzvah and chovas minhag. I mean, I think we need to get down a little bit, right? I mean, what's what we're discussing over here?
Well, not the
chov,
because the
chov
is very similar.
They're both chov from Lo Sasser.
From Lo Sasser, and then there's just two variations. It's either a chov or a chov mitzvah.
Right.
The nature of the chov is very similar, so Rabban tell you to do this thing.
Well, so let's take Rashi then for a minute, to see the other side of the other side for a minute. Let's take Rashi, right? How is it, if he's learning that there's no lo sasor, right? So what is the source of the chova of the minhag, right? If you're gonna learn, that there's an institution of lo sasor, there's a mitzvah of lo sasor, so that you have to listen to the chachamim's directives regarding mitzvah, and that also includes a takana of a mitzvah, right, like Megillah and Chanukah. But that's because whatever they were Mayan and they found a makom to extend the idea of Pirsum or Mechias Amalek. But that has a structure of chovas mitzvah. But what's the chova of minhag? Where's the source according to Rashi of the chovas minhag? So I think there's any idea. I know this is not the point exactly that we were thinking about yesterday, but any idea? What would you say over there? In other words, the source of gezeros and takanos is based in itself, right? Lo soso min hadavar sheyigidu chol yamin u'smol. That comes from the institution of Sanhedrin, of Beisdin, right? But what is the source of the obligation to follow minhag? Huh? The Am, it would seem so. It would seem that there's an inyan of the Tzibor. There's an idea of the Tzibor itself. That there's a reality to the Tzibor, there's an entity of Tzibor, right? And there are qualities of the Tzibor. There are characteristics of the Tzibor. There are activities of the Tzibor. Okay, the institution of minhag is not lo soso, not an inyan of based in, but an inyan of the am. That to not follow minhag would be to deny the Tzibor. Not follow minhag would be to deny Tzibor. It's a reality of the Tzibor that once you have a group that's unified together by a certain ideal, and it dictates to them to behave in a certain way, then to not follow that is to deny your inclusion in that Tzibor. That's why a minhag really isn't inyan in Tzibor. It's inyan in Mokom Shenagu, right? You keep the minhag of the place that you're from or that you're at, right? And if you leave your home forever, and you join a new community, then you're part of that Tzibor. You're part of that Tzibor. You're always part of some Tzibor. But well, actually, I guess if you leave everybody and live in the middle of the desert, then you're not. But that's nisr of being parishman as zibor, right? So there is an inyan of tzibor, and that's why you have like in New York. What do we have? What do we have? We have many tziburs, basically. We have what they call shnei bati dinam b'erechad. If you have two bati dinam b'erechad, then it's considered like different groups. Right, so everybody came from Europe or Eastern lands. And everybody came from elsewhere to America at some point. And basically, they never joined into one community, more or less. I mean, everybody came with their based in, established an outpost for their community, and it has a din of shnei bati dinim b'erechad. But anyway, so the point though is that according, at least according to Rashi, the whole identity of minhag versus mitzvah is different. Mitzvah is a real institution of maisa that is established by the Sanhedrin. It has a shem mitzvah, but minhag, as it has, it would seem, is an inyan of tzibur. Now, what about according to the Rambam, though? So that's like Shai is saying, it's not, it doesn't have a different source, right? It still comes from Lo Sosor. But the point we were trying to make yesterday is that there is a different characteristic to it, right? Still has a different character from mitzvah. And that seems to be his main point. That in bracha, according to the Rambam, the question of making a bracha is not a question of if the thing's source can trace itself back to Lo Sosor, but the character of the thing itself. Does it have a shame mitzvah be'etzem hachefza, or does it have a shame minhag? And it's not roi to be mevarich on minhag. It's only roi to be mevarich on mitzvah. So why is that so, though? I mean, al minhago say mevarichin. Yeah, clarify.
When we say etzem hachefza, are we talking about the maisa of the observance?
Yeah.
What do you mean maisa of the observance?
Like when you're observing the whatever.
Knows what it is that you're doing. What it is that you're doing, right? As you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it's defined by you know, I guess by your mindset.
Okay, well, let's see. Well, let's see if we can answer this question first. Maybe we'll help to clarify that. Why is it that it's not roi? He says it's not roi. To, is he roi? I'm sorry. He says that what? Aim of Orchin Alaminog. Aim of Orchin Alaminog. Lo niskenu brachos lo niskenu rak al mitzvos bilvad. And it has to have a shame mitzvah. But a minog doesn't have that shame mitzvah. It's just she in hagu bezer betoris minog velo betoris takana mitzvah mechudeshes midivrei sofrim. So why is it? What is the idea? What's the underlying idea? Not to be mevarich. Only she only be mevarich on a mitzvah, but not on minhag. Even though they both come from, even though you observe them both because of lo sasa. And I mean, he basically says that what? That the difference between minhag and mitzvah is whether you hold whether there's a davar chadash here. A din mechudash, right? As opposed to minhag. Minhag doesn't have a din mechudash. It still all seems a little bit unclear. I mean, he's saying to take the arava and wave it or to hit it, whatever the exactly the mice is, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. One side held that it's yisod neviim. So what would that mean? I mean, there's a din mechudash of Chavotas Arava. Then it would be right to make a bracha on it. Then it would be proper to make a bracha on it. And the other side is saying, no, it's not a din mechudash of Chavotas Arava. It's a minhag Yisrael. Chavotas Arava is a Minag Yisrael. Minag Yisrael, there's no bracha. You're not misaking brachos on Minag Yisrael. Yeah, so what is the, so why is that? I mean, what is the underlying, what's the real distinction, and why is that mean that it's not, that you don't make a bracha on Minag, you make a bracha on mitzvah? Ultimately leading to answer to the final question, right, of how do you have this combination of Minag and bracha, Minag and mitzvah by Yom Tosheni? Yeah, we'll see, we'll see. Let's go a little bit. Okay, so it seems to me like this, maybe something along these lines. That okay, so maybe something along these lines. One more try. Now, I just feel like there's something missing in the. I understand what you're saying, and it makes structural sense. I just feel like there's something missing in the equation. I'm not completely satisfied that it's not just a sleight of hand over here. So let's go back to the underlying question. What does it mean that it's that you make a bracha on a, even though two things have the same exact source, the same exact authority, but one of them you make a bracha on and one of them you don't make a bracha on? So obviously we're not making a bracha on listening to the rabbis, right? The bracha is not on listening to the Beis Din, right? That can't be the bracha. That can't be the bracha. But what is it? So what is it about the bracha? What is it about mitzvah versus minhag? That one is demands bracha and one doesn't. So although the Rambam and Rashi disagree on whether minhag is sourced back to Lo Sasa or just to the inyan of the tzibor, I don't think that they're necessarily disagreeing much on the tzura of minhag itself, right? That there's a difference between the cheftza shel mitzvah and minhag. And the Griz seems to be saying over here that the idea of bracha, for some reason, is only appropriate to mitzvah. So what is that? What is that reason? What is the difference and what is the reason? So like you're saying, it's true that mitzvah means there's a separate structure. There's a separate entity. And there's a new reality that is posited by the Rabbanan, right? There is a reality. That's what mitzvah means. There's a reality that we are forced to recognize and respond to, right? There's a chiyuv of kriya shma. There's a chiyuv of lulav, whatever it may be. There's a structure of something and an existence and a reality, and we have to recognize it and to be shomer it. Whereas minhag, we're saying, is different. What is minhag? Minhag, we're saying, is that the Rabbanon decided certain behavior is proper. Certain behavior is proper. Okay? Certain that Klal Yisrael should act in a certain way, in line with certain ideals. Okay? So, like we were mentioning yesterday, there could be an inyan of the way a Jew dresses. Right? It's not in response to a particular structure, it's not a chov. Not a mitzvah like tzitzis or tefillin, but there's an idea of recognizing. Let's say if you would hold a yarmulke as a minhag. So it's not that you're yotzei something when you put it on. It's not a chiyuv that you're yotzei, but it's a certain derech of atifas rosh, a certain idea of anivus, not to be megala rosh, whatever it may be. But it's a certain characteristic of the Am. Or like the Rif has it, not to wear, they used to not wear red shoelaces, but the guy would wear red shoelaces, whatever it may be. But it means to say that, it means to say it's being in line with a certain ideal. There's a certain there's a behavior that is in line with an ideal of the Am. Yeah. Now it might seem strange, but what I'm thinking about is like this: that the idea of bracha is we say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. So we're saying that the idea is that mitzvos really exist apart from the individual, right? Like we're saying now, and we engage a mitzvah as a tool of kedusha, as a tool of the mitzvos were given as a tool of growth, as an entity of to learn from and to gain from. Okay, that's an idea of asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. That we engage, you should engage, the idea of bracha is that here's a discrete entity, here's a discrete maisa, here's something that you have to do as a independent entity to engage in and respond to, and that itself is an inyan of kedusha. So a bracha is on the cheftza of mitzvah, he's saying, because that's the nature of the way you engage mitzvah. That's the nature of what a mitzvah is. It's something that the person engages, and he has to engage it in a proper way. But nihug is not something that we view as a discrete entity apart from us that we engage in. You understand? On the contrary, nihug is just part of our norm. Nihug is part of who we are. Okay? Nihug is part of who you are. It's not something that is an external to who you are that you engage in a method of kedusha. And so he's saying, when you look at the question of bracha, it has to follow the nature of the thing that you're engaging, because that determines the quality of the engagement. That determines what you're doing. And bracha is only on, and is only on mitzvah. Niyug is different. It's really not appropriate. Ein mevarchen al alaminug. Not according to the Rambam, because it doesn't have a source in lo sasor, but that's not the derech of what a niyug. The derech of minug and the concept of bracha are not really in line with each other. They're somewhat sosor each other. But he's saying that over here, if the niyog is that we want to continue the practice, it became a character of Klal Yisrael Begulus to be noeg shnei yomim tovim. That's something that we continue. That became part of the identity of the Jew in the diaspora. That's part of his identity. But what? That's minug. That's the minug of Yom Tov Sheni. It says, but that minug, but when we say it's not appropriate to be mevarich on a minug, right, that really only means a maisa of minug. But what is the minhag of Yom Tov Sheni? It's to engage those cheftzai mitzvah a second time. Now you have to engage them exactly the same way you engage them the first time. Right? In other words, we are accustomed to recognize the fact that there is a Kiddush al pi ha-ri'iya intrinsically, and there might be a time when we're not able to use the cheshbon or whatever it is, and we that's part of the niyag of Klal Yisrael begalus. It's being mindful of that reality and that possibility. That's what a concerned Jew. That's how the concerned Jew behaves. That's a mark of his commitment to the system. But in the question of bracha, it's a question in how do I relate to the particular action that I do? It's not a question of what source is forcing me to act. So even if the source is minhag, but the source of minhag is engaging me in a cheftza shel mitzvah, that is just the proper way to engage in a mitzvah, is ayidei bracha. So that's not a stira to say that even though the whole day is based on an idea of minhag, I'm going to make a bracha on the mitzvos that I do. Why? Because the bracha is really an introduction to how to observe how to do that maisa. A maisa of mitzvah is a maisa of engaging, which is, as long as he's saying, since the whole niyug of Yom Tosheni is to re-engage those cheftzai mitzvah from the first night, that is exactly what the minhag is telling you. The minhag is telling you to redo the maisa of kedusha, to re-engage. Now, as long as the source of the asiyah is from Lo Sosor, so then it comes out, it's fine. If there wasn't the source of Lo Sosor, like apparently there were like Rashi holds, and the Tosfos have that problem, so then it's very nice to say I'm re-engaging. It's very nice to say it's a mitzvah of achilas matzah that I'm trying to redo, but that's a fiction. There's no chiyuv at all in what you're doing. So you can't say shirkshem sosefetz yivanu if you just voluntarily did a chilas matzah one night during the week. But he's saying, according to the Rambam, it's not a problem, because the chov does have the character of tzivoy. The chov has the character of lo sasar. But the only thing is, if it's just an expression of minhag, if it's just an expression of a nihug, then it's not right. Then there is no bracha on something that's just a nihug. But if the nihug itself is to re-engage the cheftz of the mitzvah, then that is the asiyas ha-mitzvah. The asiyas ha-mitzvah is a proper Cheftza to say, you know, our niyog is that we're mindful of the situation of Yom Tov Sheni. So how are we mindful of the situation of the doubt in the Kiddush HaChodesh? How are we mindful of that? By engaging in the Cheftzai mitzvah a second time. But that asiyah of achilas matzah is not a maisa of minhag. That's the maisa of mitzvah. And the difference between the maisa of mitzvah and the maisa of minhag is the type of activity you're doing. It's an activity of engaging an idea that's apart from yourself. It's an idea, it's an activity of engaging into a reflection on the Geulas Mitzrayim. So that has the character of an action apart from yourself to elevate yourself in terms of ideas. So that's a proper cheftz of bracha. Yeah.
Can you explain what a bracha is?
So, It's like the Rambam says, just like you're mavarich on the hanah that you're about to get, right? You're mavarich on the mitzvah too. But it's a good question exactly what the idea of the of mitzvah of bracha is. That's a good question. I'm not exactly defining that question. I'm just saying there's a prerequisite for bracha, and that is engaging. It's the manner in which you engage a discrete entity that is designed to elevate the person. Niyog is not that way. Niyog is behave this way because you're a Jew. This is part of the niyog of the Am. It's part of the niyog of the Tzibor. It's, in other words, I would say like this, and that's why I say it's somewhat counterintuitive, because the niyog really is in line with an ideal. It's like assuming, it's like act in line with an ideal that a Jew should have. Anivas, you should have your head covered. You're acting in line, like you're acting in line with the ideal that you are supposed to possess. Mitzvah is different. Mitzvah is saying, here is something that will teach you. Here is something that will help you. Here is something that's for your benefit. You understand? So we're just like before you can get a benefit of the hanos ochlin, you have to be cognizant of its source. To engage mitzvah properly, you also would seem have to be aware of what it's intended to do and what it's where it's from and what it's intended to do. That's just the proper way of engaging in the mitzvah. You'd be lacking in your asiyas hamitzvah. It would be like doing a mitzvah shelo b'kavana. Yeah, okay, so according to some shita you're yotzei, but you're not going to get the kedusha of the mitzvah necessarily that way. The kedusha of the mitzvah comes from a mindful, cognizant asiya, and part of that is that you understand its nature. You understand it as a mitzvah. Right? That's why, like, The No Deb Yehuda was against the idea when they say the shame Yichud Kudsh Brichu. You ever see that? I don't know why Sfira has like a special place in that scheme. But he said there's no reason to say that because that's what a bracha is really. A bracha really is to bring your awareness to what you're doing. What do you need to have a new... So Chazal already instituted something to help you understand what you're doing. Yeah, hinni muchan u'muzumon l'kayim mitzvahs. Well, that's true. Well, the shem yichud kudsh b'ruchu is different, right? Mihinni muchan u'muzumon. Like, what do you need to make a hinni muchan u'muzumon l'kayim mitzvah, whatever? There's a bracha. Right? That was where we had that joke, right? But... Now, it's all listening to the Chacham, but the question is, what are you doing when you're listening to the Chacham? If you're doing something that is just part of the nature of the Am, that's not something that has a bracha. If you're doing something that has a design of a chefza to create a certain effect in the person, that's an inyan, that has an inyan of bracha. So if you have a minag, if the minag is the chumma telling you to engage in the cheftza of mitzvah, they're not turning the cheftza of mitzvah just into stam aniyug. They're recognizing the cheftza of mitzvah. So that itself is engaging in the that's engaging in it as an entity of mitzvah. So then I would demand the bracha again. Because that's part of what you're doing when you're doing mitzvah. The bracha is part of what you're doing. But chavotas harava apparently is just a different idea. It's a different idea. What these ideas are is intriguing. There's very little, almost no information about it. But maybe we can think about that. Yeah, Danny. You know what I mean? It's like by the lulav, it says it was a minig of the Anshe Yerushalayim to carry their lulav and estrog all day long. That was not mitzvah. That was niyug. That someone who's so excited about mitzvah and about the ideas of the lulav and estrog, this is what he does. You understand? It couldn't be a chovas mitzvah. That couldn't be instituted as a chovas mitzvah. Carry your lulav and esrog all alone, because that would undermine the very idea of what it's trying to say. Then it would be like another thing I'm yotze and pater from. You know what I mean? That has a character of minhag. What does this type of person do? This is what he does. That's our minhag. Why do we do it? Because that's the nature of this tzibor. You don't want to do it, you're breaking from the tzibor. You're breaking from the ways of these people. You're not rejecting a specific cheftah shel mitzvah. You understand? So it's a different question of what the whole underlying source is. Here, first of all. I mean, not everything is roy for behavior. But if you're going to set up a nihug, you're making a statement about an underlying character of the tzibor. And it's as opposed to a mitzvah of zechiras yisias mitzrayim. That's not a character. It's not a character. It's nothing. It's not shayach to something like that. Certain things are not shayach to that. A rava is interesting. How it could be either one is interesting.